Claro.
Gabriella?
He hasn't come on yet.
No? Okay.
Hi, Samaya. Good evening.
Ask the mask. Mute.
Gonna mute.
So we will begin with the counting of the Omer. first step is the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud could Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Layachta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavalhe, the Yichuda, Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael, Hine Anachnu, Bayem Kalak, L'kayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer. La'asot nachat ruach liyotzreinu v'la'asot ratzon boreinu. V'ayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei. Step two is the verses that align our consciousness to the counting. Adonai yohei wahei adanu yo. Yoahe da wanu heyo. Igmor biadi adonayo he wahe. Adanu yo. Yoahe da wanu heyo. Hazdecha leolam. Maaseya diha. El teref. Ekrale Elohim. El yon la el domer alai. V'yavur alayich v'yarech mitvoseset v'damayich v'yomar lecha v'damayich chaye v'yamar lecha v'damayich chaye v'arki nafshi et Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo. Elohim Elohai, gedalta meod, od v'hadar levashta. O teor, kishalma no te shemayim, karia. Step three is the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Yud He Wav He Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat Omer Hayom Tisha V'ezrim Yom La Omer Sheheim Arba'a Shavuot V'yom Echad. Harachaman Hu Yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Lim koma bin herabi amenu. And we all say amen. Today is the 29th day of the Omer, and that is 4 weeks and 1 day. Step six is the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We'll stop at a word and we'll stop at a letter. Lam natseach min ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu selah. Lada at ba'aretz darkecha, v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu. Ki tishpot amin mishor ulumi the 29th letter. The letter Yud is the connection to Hashem through the first letter of the Tetragrammaton. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. And the letter Yud actually represents a kind of a miracle in that there's no way for the Yud to actually flow the energy down to Malchut because it's kind of hanging in the middle there. It's hanging up, it's hanging in the space. Whereas the other letters, they have parts of them in the touching the lower part of the line. But the letter Yud doesn't. And how does it get the flow of energy down to the next level? That's the miracle. There are concealed ways of that flow. And that's what we need to learn and understand about the letter Yud and how that impacts us. How do we limit ourselves when it comes to the letter Yud, when it comes to those blockages that are in our life that don't let the flow happen? Mim Tanhem. The 29th word is the word Tanhem. The word Tanhem means to guide. How well do you guide others, especially with respect to the code word, land? How well do you guide yourself through life, which is a code word for land? Ba'aretz Sela. Yoduche Amim Elohim, Yoduche Amim Kulam, Eretz Natna Yevula Yevarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu Yevarkenu. Elohim v'yiru oto kol afse ares. We will now say the Ana B'Koach. Please join me. Ana B'Koach gedulat yemincha tatir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Kafareinu Nora. Ufrei Shayim Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Gival Vat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem. Betet Reish, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatecha. The letter Ayin connects to the eyes to the level of chachma, to wisdom. How can you increase your wisdom? By reducing your ego. That's the work connected to this Sefirah tonight. Hetkuf bet tet nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kiddushatecha. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea ta'alumot shin kufav tzariyutav. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, step eight is connecting to the journeys that we did in the desert. The 29th journey is to leave Bnei Ya'akan and camp in Hor HaGilgad. Hor HaGilgad has holes or clefts of Gilgad. This refers to the head, which is Gidgad, with its various cavities. The cavities are the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. But in psychological terms, this journey denotes sagacity and wisdom that comes with ripe age. Many years bring wisdom. Step nine. Ribono shel olam. Ata tsevitanu al yedei Moshe avdecha lispor sefirata omer kidei letacharenu miklipotenu tumatenu kimo shegatavta betorata uspartem lachem mimacharad hashabbat miyom haviachem et omer. Ha tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot teyina mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shevit sefiru chamishim yom kidei sheitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizo ha-matam uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shebizkut Sefirat HaOmer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shebagamti B'Sefirah. Chesed shebechod. The connection of this Sefirah, Chesed shebechod, is very important. We begin the essence of Chod, which is appreciation and thankfulness. And the Chesed is the loving kindness associated with appreciation. The more you appreciate, the more it feels like love. V'et aher v'et kadosh, b'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen, selah. Step 10 is to connect to the tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 14th day of Iyar, which is the holiday of Pesach Sheni. The most famous tzaddik who left this day is Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes. Rabbi Meir was a single man. He never married. But he promised that anybody who came to his gravesite on his yahrzeit, he would grant his relationship with the Creator, he would allow that to be utilized by someone who wants to find his true soulmate. And that's what the idea of second chances are related to in this energy of this day. It's not that you have to have a first marriage that ends in divorce or, God forbid, death. But it's the idea that this marriage is really a second chance for you. You're being given another opportunity to get it right. Rabbi Shmuel of Karov, Rabbi Lieb of Zelikov, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Stretton, Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Maizal, and Rabbi Tuvia Goldstein. Remember, Pesach Sheni started tonight, and we will connect to it and celebrate it by eating matzah tomorrow morning and also tomorrow evening. Shalom Gadol. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. It's for the parasha of Emor in section 11, and it begins at parasha or pasuk 33. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When you click on the link, it opens up to a landing page of all of the 54 parashiyot. If you scroll down into the book of Leviticus, you will find Parasha Emor, E-M-O-R. When that opens up, scroll down to section 11. We'll say a L'Shem Yehud to begin. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarifu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu, Tchilu, Tchilu, Urchimu. Le'achda, L'shem, Yud-Hei, Bavav-Hei. Le'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino, Amadunai, Eloheinu, Aleinu, Ma'asei, Yadenu, Kanane, Aleinu, Ma'asei, Yadenu, Kanane. Pasuk 33. Tu patach we amar velo yechalel. Zaro b'yamav ki ani Hashem Nika chota hatsi kolumandiapik zera luvatala laza ke lumecheme ape shikinta tikre ra tikiv kilo el chapat chapets rush rush resha ata lo yegur chara hai mande apik leya bideya obi into acharadila kashra vite ma de apik leya bintu tilamita bara Hakina meila ela kimadi amaran. The translation. He continued with the verse. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I Hashem do sanctify him. Come and see. Whoever ejaculates semen in vain is not worthy of beholding the face of the Shekhinah, and is considered evil as written. For you are not an El that has pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. This refers to one who emits it by hand or through another unworthy woman. You may argue that one who ejaculates it within a woman who does not conceive is also considered to be emitting semen in vain. This is not so. Only those that have been mentioned. My commentary. This pasuk is necessary for many reasons. One is to authorize the intimacy between a husband and wife after menopause. Another is to provide an explanation as to why a child of Israel man is not supposed to be intimate with a non-child of Israel woman. In the pasuk, this is the definition of an unworthy woman. This is because the desire to receive light in this type of relationship is not the maximum that it could be if both parties are children of Israel. Verse 34. Uyalda yeve barnash mikud shabarich hu tiyazmin leyamana tikashra dilayachim zareya mandiapik zara imana dilachashra Pagim leya lezareya vadi leman defagim zare uma bishar b'neinas nasha kach bekachana tekaim litata kegavna Dileila biktusha ila'a alachat kama lekama. The translation. A man should therefore ask the Holy One, blessed be He, to summon him a worthy vessel, that is a worthy woman, so as not to blemish his seed. Whoever ejaculates his seed in an unworthy vessel blemishes his seed. Woe to him who causes damage in his seed. And if this is true for other people, it is much more so to a priest that is below, corresponding to a likeness of above in utmost holiness. It is therefore written, neither shall he profane his seed among his people. My commentary. What is the meaning of blemishes his seed? It means that the child of such a union does not have the maximum potential that would have been possible if both parents were children of Israel. Remember, there are 613 components that make up a soul. The Creator puts these components together to maximize the potential of that child. If both parents are worthy, then the soul that is drawn will have the maximum potential to reveal light. If both parents are not worthy, then the child will have less potential to reveal light. Pasuk 35. Be'amav mahu, be'amav de'akitiv le'ela, almana ugrusha, behalala zona, et ele lo yaikach uktiv, velo yechalel, zaro be'amav bahem, mi ba'eleya, mahu be'amav, Ela mila da filana, piyama begimu, piyama wial da kitiv, kim betula me amav, ikachash isha, me amav vadai, kola ke gavna dilela ki ani Hashem. Mekad sho mahu, mekad sho ela anahu ahu, Behu mekadesh leya, bekol yomahu gin kach layafkin zareya, vila yishtakach beya pekimu behani Hashem. Mekad sho da'ana b'ena, lekad shaleya, v'yistekach gadisha b'kol, b'kola t'kadisha, shit ishtamesh al yada t'kudsha. The translation. He asks, what is the meaning of among his people? Seeing that it is written before, a widow or a divorced woman or a profaned or a harlot, these shall be he not take, and neither shall he profane his seed among his people. It should have said, among them. Why among his people? And he answers, this means this would be a disgrace among his people, a blemish among his people. Hence it is written, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife, and of his own people assuredly. Everything is in the likeness of above, for I, Hashem, do sanctify him. What is sanctify him? He answers, it is I who daily sanctify him. Hence, he must not blemish his seed, and no blemish must be in him. For I, Hashem, do sanctify him, as I wish to sanctify him, so that he shall be sanctified in every respect, and so that the holy will be accused of what is holy. My commentary. The Kohanim, the priests, bless the children of Israel daily. Who blesses them? Hashem. That is the meaning of, for I, Hashem, do sanctify him. A Kohen who is disfigured or handicapped may not bless the congregation. May Hashem have mercy on any congregation who receives a blessing from a Kohen who has wasted seed. Why? Because Hashem does not sanctify this Kohen, and thus he only wastes his seed. except Hashem. And no one knows who wastes seed except Hashem, since Western society is now teaching that wasting seed is something that is healthy. Pasuk 36. Tachatzi kud shabarichu yishtamesh ay dekachana v'yishtekachadisha karate l'shamsha ugin dekud shabarichu yishtamesh al yada dekachana dihu kadisha kachana yishtamesh ay Tadachya vit kadash tadach yuteya umayhu lewai barna shachara ishtamash ay tikadishachara begin de ishtach kola bikdusha L'sham shah l'kud shah barichu Zakayin inun Yisrael bi'alma Dein uva'alma De'ate di'al De'alayhu Ketivi avadil Ya'etchan Min b'ha'yamim Li'yodli Kama Parishan Israel Mikola Mikdusha Lashamsha Lakud Shabarichu Haidiktivit Kadashtem Vahaitem Kedoshim Ki Ani Hashem Elohechem. The translation, come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, will make use of the priest who is holy when he comes to serve. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, will use the priest who is holy, the latter will be helped by a pure man who is sanctified by his own purity. These are the Levites. Another man, namely the priest, will be helped by another holy man, the Levite. So they will all be in holiness to serve the Holy One, blessed be He. Happy are Israel in this world and in the world that is coming, as it is written of them, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. Israel are separated by holiness in every respect, so as to serve the Holy One, blessed be He. This is the meaning of sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am Hashem your Elohim. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching us that the priest must be assisted by the Levite, and both need to serve the body, which is the Israeli component of the children of Israel. Pasuk 37. Tu patach amar la Hashem Haishua Alamcha birkatecha Sela La Hashem Haishua Hakitenenan Zakain Inun Yisrael Div kol achatar deitgalu, shekin ta atgalyayo. Bechadihu kadifkun Yisrael, megaluta purkana, liman liYisrael, o lekucha, berichu ela. Ha'uk bruha bekama karaev Shaka. La Hashem Haishua. Vadai Matai. Al Yamcha Birkatan. Birkatecha Sela. Bishata Dekucha Barichu. Yisgaf Bekegivrekan. Alayhu di Israel, v'yapakalon min galuta, v'lauta v'alahu, k'dein l'ashem, ha'yoshua v'day, v'al datanenan, t'ku t'shabrichu, yeitu v'amchom, De Israel min galuta ha'idiktiv v'ashav Hashem Elohecha et shavuotecha v'rachamecha The translation He opened again and said Salvation belongs to Hashem. Your blessings be upon your people, Selah. Salvation belongs to Hashem, we have so learned. Happy are Israel, for wherever they were exiled, the Shekinah went into exile with them. When Israel will come out of exile, whose salvation shall this be? That of Israel or of the O Holy One, blessed be He? Seeing that the Shekhinah as well will go out of exile. We have explained it in relation to several verses. Here, salvation belongs to Hashem. Surely, when will that be? When your blessings be upon your people. When the Holy One, blessed be He, cares for Israel with blessings so as to take them out of exile and help them. Then salvation belongs to Hashem, because the Shekhinah will go out of exile. We therefore learn that the Holy One, blessed be He, will return from exile with Israel. This is the meaning of then Hashem your Elohim return your captivity and have compassion upon you. Turn can be construed to mean that He will return with Israel from exile. This verse is esoteric, yet it is easy to perceive the verses as being clear as it is written when we include Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. That is the end of our session. I wish you Shalom Gadol, Chag Sameach, for the holiday of Pesach Sheni. Are there any questions? Tomorrow's class in the morning will start at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's a study of Psalm 82. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom Gadol. Good night. Thank you.
Shalom, thank you.